God for those of you who have done so. And for those who have not done so, please do so. It's very important to read the material. We have planned to have discussions in small groups today, but we have instead a very special privilege and opportunity. Dr. Augustine Soft is here with us today, and he has read the material that we are reading and prepared an excellent summary of this material.
Wow.
And he is here in person with us today. I'm happy about that. So I just remind you that his PhD study and his training is in systematic theology. So this is his major field of study, and he has prepared this summary for us. So he will share his presentation with us, and we'll have time for question and answer after that. We will not meet in small groups as we have planned for now. But please, let's welcome Dr. Augustine Soft.
I have to take me to the ministry for your American newspaper. What this is not. So I read the ministry. And anyway, if you have a presentation, okay, let me start.
So we read by heart.
Okay. We now, as you read the book, part one has four chapters, right? So we will go chapter by chapter, and when I finish first chapter, then we will have a Q&A association. So,
we should read by paragraph around the
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's very clear English. I use it.
Yeah.
History of Christian theology. Why do we study history of Christian theology? There can be no vital and faithful discipleship completely devoid of doctrinal understanding. To do theology, we must be familiar with the voices of Christians of past ages who wrestled with doctrinal issues and really cared about believing the right things about God.
Part 1, the faith. Patristic period, 100-700. This period is of immense importance in shaping the contours of Christian theology. Important for all major church denominations.
Key theologians, Justin Martyr, 100 C. 165, was the most important second century apologist who was concerned to defend Christianity in the face of intense criticism from pagan resources. God had prepared the way for his final revelation in Christ through hints of its truth in classical philosophy. Such a concept.
Ennius Publius. See, one point. He wrote to me to send him Christian orthodoxy in the face of a challenge from that teaching. But he thanked the Christian understanding of salvation against
Herostrus. Tertullian, 160-225, lived in Carthage and is the father of the Latin theology. He was opposed to making Christian theology dependent on extra spiritual sources. He defended the unity of the Old and New Testaments against Mark.
Only 85-54, he lived in Alexandria. He leaves a troubling legacy. The allegorical interpretation of the Bible, the scriptural and mystical meaning of the Bible, a traditional distinguish between the full divinity of the Father and the lesser divinity of the Son, the Father of Arianism.
Cyprian of Carthage promoted unity. He stressed the importance of visible, concrete unity among Christians and the role of the bishops in guaranteeing that unity. On the unity of the Catholic Church. It is an Orthodox Catholic Episcopal ecclesiology accepted by the Eastern Orthodox Churches and some Protestant Churches. It is an ecclesiology that helped unify the Church in a time of trouble, but at the same time it undermined the immediacy of ordinary believers' relationship with God. From Cyprian on, the office of bishop in Christianity became both a curse and a blessing.
Athanasius served as archbishop and patriarch of Alexandria for 45 years. He's come to be known as the saint of his government because of his uncompromising opposition to anything that hinted at Arianism. He defended the belief that God assumed human nature in the person of Jesus Christ, the incarnation of the Word. His argument, if Christ was not fully God, it was impossible for God to redeem humanity, for no creature to redeem another creature. The Christian Church is still idolatry.
The Catholician Fathers, Basil of Caesarea, served as 338-789, Gregory of Nyssa, served 330-395, Gregory of Nyssianus, 329-389. He made a decisive contribution to the formation of the doctrine of the Trinity during the 4th century, the Godhead, consisting of one substance in three persons. The Catholician Fathers have overcome the various anti-Trinitarian heresies.
Augustine of Hippo. Eulogius Augustinus was born in Sagaste, a small city of North Africa. He stood on a major crossroad of theology and pointed the entire West in the same direction. His contribution? To achieve a synthesis of Christian thought on the city of God, the doctrine of the Church and sacraments, the Donatist controversy, the doctrine of grace, the Pelagian controversy, the doctrine of the
Church. The theological issues and developments, the canonization of the New Testament, the basic principle, the works unquestionably are recognized as really possessing authority rather than having an arbitrary authority imposed upon them. The Church does not create the canon, but it acknowledges, conserves, and receives canonical scripture on the basis of the authority which is already inherent to it, Arminius. The canon was closed with the Western Church from the beginning of the 5th century, the Council of Carthage, 397.
The world tradition of Gnostic controversy. Against Gnosticism, Arminius emphasized the continuity of the teaching and preaching of the Church. The role of faith was faithfully preserved by the Apostolic Church. The right interpretation of the scripture was to be found with true Christian faith and discipline had been maintained. So the mission was seen as a means of ensuring that the Church remained faithful to the teaching of the apostles. The Ecumenical Creed. The Creed is a concise, formal, and universally accepted and authorized statement of the main points of Christian faith. Two major creeds assume authority and respect throughout the Church. One, the Apostles' Creed, is the most familiar form of a creed known to Western Christians. Slight differences between the Eastern and the Western versions of this creed to the Nicene Creed. Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed was intended to affirm the full divinity of Christ against the Arian heresy. In strong affirmation of Christ's unity with God, including the expression God from God and being or one substance with the Father.
The doctrine of Christ, the Arian controversy. By 325, the Council of Nicaea, the early church came to the conclusion that Jesus was of one substance, harmoniosis with God.
The Christological debate in two schools. One, the Alexandrian school placed emphasis upon the divinity of Christ and interpreted that divinity in terms of logos, incarnation. Two, the Antiochene school placed the emphasis on the humanity of Christ and his moral example.
debate, the Arian controversy, Anastasius argued that the divinity of Christ was critical to the Christian understanding of salvation. In the end, Arianism was declared to be heretical. The Apollinarian debate. Apollinarius, or an opponent of Arius, argued that Christ cannot be regarded as being totally human. His human spirit was replaced by the divine logos, which was declared to be heretical.
Councils. Council of Nicaea, 325, was the first ecumenical council. Nicaea settled the Arian controversy by affirming that Jesus was homoousios, the father with the Father. The Council of Constantinople in 381 confirmed Nicaea. The Council of Chalcedon, the fourth ecumenical council, confirmed the decision of Nicaea and settled new debates about the humanity of Christ.
The doctrine of the Trinity. The co-equality of Father and Son was established through the Christological debate leading up to the Council of Nicaea. The divinity of the Spirit was established in the Council of Constantinople, especially through the writings of Athanasius and Basil of Caesarea.
The Eastern position, which is influential within the Greek and Russian churches of today, was developed by the three Cappadocian fathers. Begin reflections on the Trinity by considering the different ways in which the Father, Son, and Spirit are experienced.
Very comfortable began from the human doctor and continued to explore the implications of the love of God for our understanding of the nature of God.
The doctrine of the Church, the Dormitist controversy. The Dormitist argued that the Church was a body of saints, in which sinners had no place. He demanded that those that compromised themselves in persecution be excluded from the Church. Augustine argued that the Church must be expected to remain a mixed body of saints and sinners. The validity of the Church's ministry and preaching did not depend upon the holiness of its ministers, but upon the person of Christ. This view became normative within the Church.
The doctrine of grace, the Pelagian controversy. According to Pelagius, individual human beings have the capacity to save themselves. It's not salvation by merit. Augustine reacted against Pelagianism and insisted upon the priority of the grace of God at every stage in the Christian life. The central theme of Augustine's thought here is that sin is inherent to human nature. Since Adam's fall, all human beings are contaminated by sin from the moment of their birth, original sin, and all require to be redeemed. Grace is the unmerited gift of God by which God voluntarily breaks the hold of sin upon humanity. Redemption is possible only as a divine gift.
Council of Carthage, 418, decided for Augustine's views on grace and sin and condemned Pelagianism.